Can I get your name and title?
Yes, Stephanie Parsons, the CEO of Finley YMCA. Okay.
I'm Carrie Redmond. I'm the Early Learning District Director.
All right. So, yeah, first of all, I guess start at the beginning. What are we here for today?
Well, it's our grand opening for our brand new Early Learning Center here, right here on our campus at the downtown YMCA. We are opening on November the 17th. We're going to be welcoming all of our children into the building. There's a huge need for childcare within our community, and we knew early on that we wanted to help support that, and we fast-tracked and we phased the project to help support those individuals in our community.
Okay, and just how much of a dent will this put into child care need?
Yeah, so right now at the Child Development Center, that's the building that where our children are right now, we have about 200 kiddos. When we come over here, we'll have the opportunity to have up to 320. So it gives us about 100 more spaces for children in Hancock County. Yes.
And are those spots already?
They're starting to fill up as we speak, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have some waiting lists. We have some families who are already interested in coming over, but we still have space. So yeah, sign up for our school. We'd love to have you.
What are some of the different
amenities
here compared to your old facility?
Yeah, so we have a gross motor room and a sensory room, both of which were designed by occupational therapists and an occupational therapist assistant who used what children need for sensory needs to design the space. There's swings and squeeze machines and light and all things that children would need for sensory support in that space. We also have everything's adaptable. Everything's for all children can come here. It's one floor. On the playground, we have an adaptable swing for children. If they're in wheelchairs, they can sit in those swings. We have space for all kids here.
Okay. We saw the donor wall. It's the first thing you see on the way in. The community support for this project has been pretty immense, huh?
Oh, it has been such a blessing. People wrapping their arms around us, believing in our mission, believing in the project. We had our donor event on Monday, and we had over 150 people, donors, flood this area. It was just state representatives, the support we got with them, the donor, yeah, it's just been so impressive to
me. That's been one of the best parts of this, one of the most uplifting parts. I mean, I'm sure this happens in other communities too. I'm not naive to that, but the reality is in Hancock County, people are giving, philanthropic, they care about the community, they want us to be better. The giving, it makes me cry how incredible people in this town are willing to put their money towards something like this.